Bump, what a game of cricket.
A great game, you know, and delighted, obviously, to win. I think we should pay tribute to Joe Denley's knock as well. It was a fantastic knock. He was very difficult to bowl at. He was very solid. But then that chase was very special. And I think the start that we got, the impetus from Dolly and Mitch and then Moen, but then a wonderful, what probably was the match-winning stand with Joe Clark and Daryl Mitchell. Fine efforts from both of them. We needed two guys to get centuries and we got that. And a great tribute as well for Joe Clark. He's been short of runs this season and it's hurt him. And he showed his sheer determination in making the most of what now is in good nick, making sure that he capitalises on that good nick, and to get 200 in games, a wonderful effort and definitely the man of the match.
I think we all thought over 200 batting last, Pakistani wow. International Test leg spinner at the other end.
Yeah, you guys thought that. I think George De Bell thought that as well in his article. He said anything over 200 against Yassi, we'd struggle to get. So we've got 400, and hopefully then George will realise that there's some decent players here.
but some outstanding performances, as you say, throughout the game. And you mentioned Joe Denley. I mean, yesterday in that heat to bat for that long, it was tremendous concentration, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's batted for what, 7.5 hours, something like that, and he hardly put a foot wrong, really. And you know, he was very solid in the way he played. I've never seen him play like that. He played a very solid and mature knock against us, and he was very difficult to get him out of the crease. He was just determined. He kept going on and on and on, and he played some wonderful shots.
What's this going to do for the season for your lads? I mean, Daryl's been getting runs all summer, but you say Joe Clark's got some runs in this game, one or two lads getting back to form, and you're back to second in the table.
Yeah, I think, you know, we did have a couple of tough games, albeit at times we played well in some of those games in the Championship, and the 50-over semi-final defeat. Nobody wants to lose in a semi-final, but you know, we're mature enough to understand that we're not going to go through seasons in the vein that we were doing. We were just, you know, at one stage we were just winning all the time, and that doesn't always last. And we come up against some good teams who at times play better than us. So to get back on the tracks and on the right tracks in a victory here, it was, I think, really important. You know, there's been a lot of talk of the team on a high but then on a slide, and hopefully that will just show people that, you know, we're very determined to try and make sure that we see this season through.
What about the pitch, which lasted right until the end? It was doing a bit on the last day, which you would expect anyway, but a good cricket wicket.
Yeah, it was a very good cricket wicket. I think Mitch said that he really enjoyed the challenges that it had, which was some of those deliveries from Shah in the rough was difficult to cope with, and also some of the up and down bounce. But then at other times it came on nicely, and it proved to be a very good cricket wicket. Added to that, a very fast outfield and good run scoring. But I think at times there were balls in it there which, you know, you couldn't do too much about. So that's another reason for enjoying the success of a wonderful chase. Mm.
A little bit of a wobble towards the end, just to make it interesting.
Oh, look, you know, you're going to lose wickets. The guy's going into bat and nowhere near seeing the tricks that a top Pakistani leg spinner has. He takes a bit of getting used to, and the more you face him, the easier it gets. And Clarkey and Mitch both faced him a lot, so, you know, batting looks a lot easier against him. But you get a new batter, very, very difficult. So the likes of George and Ben, who both got out, will be a little bit sad, but you know, that sort of thing does happen. It was a nice little cameo from Ross to just put everybody at ease.
Yeah, I mean, he looks a better cricketer when he's playing his natural game, doesn't he, Ross Whiteley?
Yeah, but you know, he couldn't defend with all that rough outside his off stump to a leg spinner like that. You know, so the only form of survival was to attack it.